I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked at length yesterday because I brought up the sudden retirement of the University of Virginia basketball coach and, you know, the things that he said as he announced it basically spoke to a lot of the things we talk about on the show. College sports at the major level, especially football, is broken. And there's I have no idea what's going to happen, but there's no limit to what schools can spend. And as long as they get these collectives, they can buy players. Players can change schools multiple times. And you have to reshape your roster every year. And if you really want to coach, I mean, it's funny because, you know, I went to a Division III school in a pretty competitive conference. And, like, that's where you want to coach because you don't have to deal with this kind of garbage. And it's a new era. And Mike Anthony from CT Insider, he wrote what I liked about what he did is that he sort of took what Tony Bennett of Virginia said and then, you know, sort of put it to Auriemma and Hurley. And you know, and I think that they are unique in the sense that I think they can still sell kids on the culture and the experience, and maybe the money isn't as important. But what happens when those guys leave? UConn is in a whole boatload of trouble, in my opinion. Mike Anthony joins us right now on Brian and Company. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, Brian. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Great piece. I encourage everyone to go to ctinsider.com and read it because you to get the chance to get comments from Hurley and Auriemma. And I almost don't know where to start because I think about this a lot. I talk about it a lot. You know, I guess I'll start with sports specific. Do you have a feeling of which sport is more broken, major college basketball or major college football?
Oh, boy. Which is more broken? I don't know.
But you agree? They're both
chaotic.
You think they're both broken, right? I mean, that's basically.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain parts of both machines that certainly at least feel broken to those involved, especially those who got involved decades earlier, like in the case of Gino, who's had to adapt to just so much. As I wrote, like there's very few coaches out there who are actually working the job they signed up for. It's just like everything's changing and evolving, and they're having to put these different things into practice in real time and run these programs at a high level, constantly having to bob and weave and come up with different philosophies. It's like, you know, amateurism is totally out the window. Yep. It's a constant remake of rosters. It's an eye on every dollar instead of every recruiting ranking or both now. It's just become something with so much packed into it. And as Gino said, with coaches kind of having less control over what they can actually control and impact their team's performance.
Because of reputation and culture, can Gino and Dan Hurley get players for less? Like,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think they have. I think, you know, you hear rumors about how much certain players are making coming out of the transfer portal and the fact that maybe they have passed up more lucrative opportunities to come to UConn where there's so much established, whether it be the head coaches who obviously have these incredible reputations, the history of the program, and the elite facilities. So there's players out there who would value more the UConn opportunity for what's built into it than the extra couple hundred thousand dollars here or there. So I think they can. And Gino mentioned that there's a foundation at UConn that is going to push them through a lot of the obstacles that you have to cross. And
right.
It was interesting. He rounded out that thought by saying, like, 10 years from now, who knows?
Right.
You know, like, who knows once everyone gets more of a handle on this and others play catch up. And so it's a constant challenge, even if you're starting at the top with a lot of advanced opportunities like UConn has built in.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, there's a bunch of questions. We're talking with Mike Anthony from CT Insider here on Brian & Company. I was told off the record that, you know, Duke had to blow Cooper Flagg out of the water with money to get him not to come to UConn. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I was told. You know, when it comes to your previous point, I think then the assumption is that if and when we lose Gino and Dan, UConn basketball is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, we'll look, anytime you lose a coach like one of those guys from any program, you fear taking a step back. I mean, when Jim Calhoun was coming down the stretch of his career, you wondered what would become of that. And I know the Kevin Ollie era was was a little wild and it didn't end well, but, you know, he got them a championship early on so that he kept that running. But, you know, it's on the athletic department as a whole, and I think they're really proactive and in trying to embrace the realities of this new world. And I don't know that they're overly concerned with what's down the road 10 years from now, but I'm sure that they're constantly working with some portion of their mind's eye to setting themselves up relatively well for that. But yeah, for now, they have two guys who have adapted and obviously have a track record, and they're in a healthy spot. So, and I don't think Hurley's going anywhere unless he goes to the NBA. Maybe he gets fed up with all this and eventually takes one of those offers.
Well, the essential question here now with Mike Anthony from CT Insider is sort of what happens next. And, you know, you brought up, you know, Hurley's like, you need a commissioner. We already know certain programs have general managers. And we know it's not amateur sports. It's still college sports, but it's not amateur sports. College basketball and college football are professional sports. That's what they are.
Sure.
So the question is, and the answer, everyone hates the NCAA. Maybe if they had come to the table 15, 20 years ago, there never would have been court cases and they could have some sort of revenue sharing thing that made sense and could control. But who's to say that anything they put forward for a proposal wouldn't get their pantsuit off? So, like, what do you think's going to happen here? Because you need to have some sort of price controls, because then certain programs are just going to outspend everybody else. Like, what do you see the future actually being?
Yeah, I know there's people, Dan Hurley among them, who are advocating for having a true commissioner of the sport to get a handle on this stuff. And as you're having the introduction of one issue overlap with, you know, adapting to the previous one and bracing yourself for the arrival of the next one, which is revenue sharing. Yeah. I mean, even going back to, like, the impact of social media, everything that everyone's had to adapt to is just, it's not settled yet. But as far as the future goes, you know, I don't know. Maybe it does get to the point where you see more and more comments like this. You see more and more situations like Tony Bennett. You see, like you mentioned, the possibility of a separation between programs that will just outspend one another. And I don't know. I mean, in situations like this, it seems like things get out of control, obviously, and get down the road so far before they're reeled in. And, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe if the NCAA had a better handle on this with the original O'Bannon case years back and was a little more proactive, you could avoid some of the chaos of today. But I truly don't know what's next. I don't think the central figures involved fully understand what's next. I think everyone's hopeful for a little more calm and structure. But right now, it hasn't really shown signs of the spin cycle stopping, really.
Do all the coaches hate it?
I don't know. I mean, like words like completely broken or hate might be a little strong in my mind. Okay. I just think I think the best coaches, say it is what it is, embrace it to some level and do it well. I mean, I think, look, these are wild jobs to take on. And I'm sure there's parts of these jobs, like any job, that, the very best, even while they're doing it at the very best level, don't necessarily appreciate it. You get comfortable doing it one way, and it's certainly changed. But I mean, like, look at what Dan Hurley's doing. I mean, he's doing this better than anyone in the country, and he's doing it with like the transfer portal. He's doing a really good job in the transfer portal, but he's also developing players, true recruits. So he's found a balance. So I don't know that he hates all this. It's just this stuff isn't easy.
He has done a great job. We'll see how these new guys come in, like the big guy Terrace Reed and so on. You got a piece out also since your piece with Gino and Dan on Solo Ball, another key player for the UConn men. So Mike, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Have a great day.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.